New York Yankees took a step towards retaining their World Championship title last night. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 2-1 at Yankee Stadium, but the Diamondbacks lead the World Series 2-1. From New York, NPR's Melissa Block reports.
It's come to seem a natural thing to have baseball in October in New York. The Yankees have won 4 World Series titles in the last 5 years. And last night, there were the familiar trappings, the bunting, the tunes from stadium organist Eddie Layton, and the vintage cadence of announcer Bob Shepard, but this year with a new message.
And let us now take a moment in silence to remember the tragic events of September 11th.
The reminders of last month's attacks were everywhere.
It's a free flag with a bag!
Flags were in high demand, flags stuck into baseball caps and hairdos. A torn and tattered flag, found covered in ash in the World Trade Center wreckage, was brought to the stadium. It fluttered high above the ballpark. And President Bush was on hand to throw out the ceremonial first pitch. Some ballplayers later noted approvingly that the president threw a strike. 2 F-14 Tomcats screamed over the stadium just before game time. In the 7th inning stretch, a New York City police officer led the crowd in God Bless America.
From the mountains, to the prairies, to the ocean, wide with hope.
For lifelong Yankee fans like Barry Rosheim, this was a game not to be missed. Rosheim grew up in Queens, but lives in Florida now.
The Yankees are a symbol of New York's resilience. You know, that's one of the reasons I'm back also. Like a salmon swimming upstream, I felt like a New Yorker. I needed to be here this year more than ever.
Young fans Matthew and Liza Wiesenthal, ages 13 and 10, said it was simple. The Yankees deserved to win.
New York has been through a rough time, and I think that New York needs some happiness.
The Yankees, like, I think they're going to even try really, like, extra hard because they want to win it for the city, and they want to win it for all the families who lost their loved ones.
With the president on hand, security at the stadium was extraordinarily tight. Everyone going into the ballpark was searched, even Yankee owner George Steinbrenner and Diamondbacks pitching ace Randy Johnson. The security measures left thousands of frustrated fans waiting at the gates as the ballgame got underway. The Yankees scored quickly, a home run by Jorge Posada in the 2nd inning, and every time he came to the plate after that, the crowd erupted in a cheer. Hip hip, Jorge. The Diamondbacks tied the game in the 4th, but the Yankees batted in another run in the 6th, and that's all they would need to win the game and to win back some confidence. Brian Anderson, the starting pitcher for the Diamondbacks, gave credit to the Yankee fans.
They're loud. It seems like they're right on top of the field. You know, they don't have very many nice things to say. It's tough to come in here. And what makes it real tough to come in here is that obviously the team on the other side of the field.
This was a must-win for the Yankees. No team has ever pulled out of a 3-0 hole to win the series. Yankee starting pitcher Roger Clemens got the win. He pitched 7 innings with 9 strikeouts.
You know, it was a good night. We've played ourselves back into this a little bit now, and another huge challenge for us tomorrow.
The Diamondbacks will start Curt Schilling tonight on short 3 days rest. The Yankees found Schilling virtually unhittable in Game 1. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.